So we've been discussing the ethics of allowing three-parent families after MPs voted in favour of creating babies from the DNA of two women and one man. Scientists say it will stop children inheriting certain life-threatening diseases. I'm joined now by Dr. Peter Saunders from the Christian Medical Fellowship. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts about this? You're against it, so why?
Well, we've got a huge amount of sympathy to the families who are affected by mitochondrial diseases, some of which are pretty nasty, really. But we think this is not the right way to go. This technology is unnecessary, it's unsafe, and it's unethical. We need to be very clear that this won't help the tens of thousands of people already affected with mitochondrial disease. Simply because it's preventing people with mitochondrial disease being born, offering no treatment to those who actually have it already, and it won't stop the first child in a given family getting it either. And there are already other alternatives available to these families, such as adoption or such as IVF using donor eggs. So people don't have to go this route. But our main concern about this whole thing is the safety issues. These technologies are using two techniques that have never been used in human beings before and haven't properly been tested in non-human primates. The US Food and Drug Administration is far more cautious. It's not going this route yet because it says more research needs to be done. And the two techniques are firstly, germline therapy. We're changing the genetic constitution of an embryo with the DNA from three parents in a way that can be passed on down the generations. That's never happened before. And the other problem is that this isn't just simply egg meeting sperm. This is employing, in effect, cloning technology. We're shelling out a nucleus from one egg and putting it into another egg from which the nucleus has been removed.
But isn't
so to use the language of mitochondrial donation or changing a battery is really not an accurate reflection
of the science. It's only 0.1% of the DNA of the donor's egg, though, isn't it? That's very small. The actual appearance and personality and character traits of the baby will be predominantly from the mother and the father.
Predominantly, yes. And it's only 0.1%, yes, from the donor female. But we know already from the fact that this DNA can cause these terrible diseases that 0.1% of DNA is very important. We also know that because this mitochondrial DNA is responsible for diseases affecting a whole host of different organs in the body, that mitochondria are not simply about producing energy for the cells. They do code for other characteristics, and they interact with DNA in the nucleus in ways that we don't fully understand yet. And
so you think that further down the line, a baby born could have some characteristics of the real mother and father, and there's not contamination, but you know that baby's not fully from the other from its mother and father.
No, of course not, because there will be DNA from a third person, small amount, which could well affect personality or other characteristics. We just don't know yet. To say this is simply changing batteries or mitochondrial donation is just not an accurate reflection of what the real scientific facts are. And I think MPs have been sold a very simplistic view of this.
But they were voting for it with a 3-1 majority. They can't all be ignorant, surely.
They were, and we respect them, but they are not scientists. And what I'm saying is that these MPs were making their decision in a way that was not properly or fully informed.
Was IVF tried on non-human embryos to start with?
Yes, absolutely. But remember, IVF involves egg and sperm meeting in a laboratory. It's a duplication of what happens in the body. This is creating an embryo in a completely different way through what is in effect, as I said, cloning technology, which has not been tested.
But if it prevents brain damage in new babies, if it prevents muscle wasting or blindness or heart failure, that's got to be good, surely?
Well, the aim is good, but the end does not justify the means. We've got to do things in a responsible scientific way. And remember, back in 2008, we were told by Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister then, that animal-human hybrids would literally save millions of lives, and the very same scientists were backing this. Three months after the bill was passed, they abandoned the therapy because they could see it wasn't going to work. My fear with this is that it might work partially, that we'll see miscarriages, that we'll see stillbirths, that we might even see children born with worse disorders or abnormalities than the disease that we're trying to prevent in the first place. This is experimental. It hasn't been properly tested. It's reckless and irresponsible. And I hope that the House of Lords will give the whole process much more scrutiny.
Dr. Peter Saunders, thank you so much for joining us from the Christian Medical Fellowship.